Welcome to Break the Light, your energetic life and business podcast. I'm so glad you're here right now. I'm Christina Max, brand designer, lightworker, and I believe from the bottom of my heart that you are absolutely perfect with everything that makes you who you are. Take your time for this podcast episode and let yourself be taken on a journey to your inner light and all the many colorful facets of your being. True to my motto, embrace your true colors. And before we get into this conversation, I would love if you would hit subscribe on this podcast. This is the best way for you to stay tuned on future episodes and all the magical stuff here. Hello, everyone. It's so nice that we are back on a new episode of Break the Light. Today's podcast episode, is so special for me because on one hand, it's my very first episode in English and I'm really excited about it. And I'm also a little bit nervous for this reason. Please, bear with me if any of my pronunciations or grammar is not that perfect. And on the other hand, this podcast episode is in English because I have such a great woman as my guest today. Welcome to the Break the Light podcast, Rebecca Campbell.
Oh, Christina, so happy to be here with you.
Rebecca, I'm so happy to have you here, and it's really special for me. It's an honor for me. Yeah, you were one of my big role models in my spiritual journey. And for example, one of your oracle cards have forever a special place in my heart, especially the Work Your Light oracle deck. During a very difficult time in my life a few years ago, I worked a lot with even these oracle sets. And at a turning point, the card came to me, Die Kriegerin in German. It must be the original name, like the warrior or the fighter. And this card now has a place on my altar with other symbolic items like crystals, candles. And I took it out of the deck and take it to my altar. So thank you for guiding me through these difficult times with even one of your oracle decks.
Oh, how beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, that's in English, that card is called the Warrior Woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And it really connects in with the energy of Joan of Arc. Do you know Joan of Arc?
Yes, yes.
So it's all about courage and living from that like place where you're internally led, but you're kind of like, oh, I'm afraid, but I'm going to lean into it. I'm going to do it. And I think so often the path, like our destiny, the path that we're called to walk and just like really consciously making changes in our life, it always requires courage. So that's such a good card for that. It's interesting. I was just in Hamburg on the weekend. I was teaching at Angel Congress, which is a Raga event, and I did readings for anyone who came up for a signing. And so I had I had a helper because the cards are called something different, like the titles are different. And so some of them, it was so interesting getting the translation. And and sometimes the way that the translation was like really direct. And other times it was like, it really like went off one particular meaning of that card, which was so interesting. And I had actually the person who was translating with me, and we were translating both ways sometimes because the event was in English and German.
Yeah.
So sometimes she was translating for me and sometimes she was translating for who I was reading for. It was an amazing, amazing thing to do.
Oh, it was so nice. Yeah, and the original names has always a special meaning. That's why I always have both of your oracle decks in German and in English.
Really? You would know then. My goodness.
Yes, Rebecca. I'm sure everyone who listens to this podcast episode knows you. But how would you introduce yourself and your business if people don't know you yet? And do you have something like a normal daily routine in your business?
So I think ultimately I'm a writer or a channel. I'm definitely a creative, and I'm also trained in various different modalities, such as Akashic Records, I'm a shaman, medicine woman, and I've trained in kirtan, which is chanting, devotional chanting, many, many different things. But ultimately, I think my work is around helping people to connect in with the call of their soul. So they're that part of them that I believe chose to be here in this life, in this body at this time, and to trust that over, you know, what the external world kind of says that you should do. I think, like most of us, we start our journey, the majority of us, like that, like following what we think that we should do. And then at some point, whether it's going through a difficult period or an awakening, we kind of wake up in the middle of our life and I'm like, oh, is this really the one I came here to live? And then we gather that courage, like your card, to trust that voice within over that external voice.
Yeah, that's so nice. I love your story and everything about your work. And that's all, it comes together in our soul. Our light is replaced in us. And that's the way I work also. So I love the synchronicities here to our stories. Rebecca, let's look back together. When did you realize you have all these psychic abilities? Can you explain when it was?
Well, when I was a teenager, I had a couple of experiences that opened my mind a lot. They kind of happened unexpectedly and out of nowhere. And so it was just quite strange compared to like the life that I was living. Like I didn't grow up learning about this stuff. And so it set me on a journey of awakening. And it's just continued to unfold since then. I've had several different, I'd call them like phases of my awakening experience. I think the awakening experience never ends. I think it's called life. And I think at first we think, oh my gosh, I'm going through the dark night of the soul or whatever it is. But actually you kind of look back and you're like, oh no, that was the dark night of the mind. That was my mind opening up. And then that was my heart opening up. And oh my goodness, that was my soul opening up. And so I think the awakening process is kind of like a bit like birth, where you're expanding and contracting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And our stories are very similar. But to me, back when I was a very little child, I got from my grandma my very first healing crystal. This one.
Oh, is that it there?
Yeah, it's this crystal. It's a rose quartz, and I felt like the crystal could communicate with me. I told my grandma, Granny, I feel like the stone can speak to my heart, and I feel like it gives me trust and it gives me some kind of love. And my grandma had to smile because obviously she knew the correct effect of the rose quartz, and she couldn't believe it what I said. And from this moment on, I wish the whole world could know everything about this stone, what it gives to me. And yeah, I think that was my moment truth, the very first moment, as you said, from very, very many other moments where the awakening taken place.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah, let's talk about a few of your products, Rebecca. I'm so impressed by your product line, and the Oracle cards are one thing we can talk about today. It's all about connection. It's about reconnection. And I think the Oracle cards can help us to get and stay in contact with our higher self. And you recently published your Healing Waters Oracle in German. Congratulations to this. It's already your fourth Oracle deck in German, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so nice. Yeah, regarding Oracle deck, we are also author sisters in the Königsfurt Orania publishing company in Germany. It's
so great.
My very first time I will talk about it, and I'm really excited.
Congratulations. Tell me about what you've created.
Yeah, it's also an oracle deck. I cannot not name the exact topic because of it just releases in spring 2025.
Amazing. But
all of the informations I will share here in the podcast and Instagram and co. And yeah, I'm very happy. It's such an amazing process as to go through creating such an oracle deck. It's also a whole new awakening journey, I have to say. And let's talk about your newest oracle deck. How did that idea came through that you will work with Healing Waters?
Well, I live here in Glastonbury in the UK, and it is a place that many people, pilgrims, visit because of the sacred healing waters here, of the Chalice Well and the White Spring. And there are many other sacred wells all around Europe, particularly the UK. And I think that part of this oracle, I'd always been connected to the waters. I grew up in Australia. My job before the one I have now was working as a creative and creative director in advertising. So my job was to come up with ideas and headlines. And yeah, ever since I was young, the way I would do my creative process was in nature. And interestingly, I did the Rose Oracle before Healing Waters, and the Rose was really where I began my writing journey, as in writing books. Like that, there's a really sacred rose garden in London called Queen Mary's Rose Garden, and that's where I wrote my books, my first two books, and I was very aware of the connection with nature. But when I actually started working on the healing waters, I was like, oh my gosh, no, it actually began with water. I would walk along the beach where I grew up before going to work each day. And I remember walking along the shoreline and kind of almost like I was praying to the water or praying to the sacred or God or whatever, goddess, inspire me. And you always knew I wanted my creations to inspire people around the world. And so I would go into a bit of a meditative state and connect with the water and let the water inspire me, like a muse, and watch the waves come in and how rough they were or smooth and peaceful the water was. It's like I'd get my creative ideas from connecting to the waters. So it had been with me for quite some time, but it really wasn't until I moved here to Glastonbury and started walking. I had just had my son as well. So there was the connection of, all of us, we existed for 9 months, sometimes yeah. more, in the waters of a biological mother. Like, we literally come from the water world into this one, which is also a water world in a different way. And when my son was born, actually, my waters didn't break. And so he came out in his water sack. So, and I gave birth to him in the waters as well. So it was like this big water theme, like a water birth in a water birth. And yeah, it was a few different things that really came to me around waters and waters being sacred. And of course, when you look at traditions all over the world, like, water is a symbol of purification and healing and cleansing. So yeah, it's deep. And when you also look at water, where there is water, there is life.
Yes.
Where there is life, there is water. Like, nothing can exist and live on this planet without water. And so once I started uncovering that, it's like, whoa, what is water? it's so fascinating.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful thought. And I think as long as we are connected to the nature around us, the water, the woods, do grounding rituals, are outside, get fresh air, all the elements, we are also connected with ourselves and with our highest self, I believe.
Yeah.
Regarding your healing words, Healing Waters Oracle, we also have a surprise for you guys. We are giving away 3 Healing Waters Oracles to the listeners and the followers of this episode, and you'll find out how you can win one of these oracle decks at the very end of this episode. So stay tuned for now. Rebecca, water is such a magical element. We know it for sure. And water is also, you said, used in many ancient rituals, what do you think of the ability of water to heal and how we can match this with our modern and sometimes urban lifestyle?
Well, I think the main thing to realize is that we're made up of primarily water. And so if we remember that, and then if we go into nature and see water in its natural state, it's like just by connecting in with the water that way, I find that the waters within us can harmonize as well. So that's a really beautiful practice to do.
Yes, yes, right. I would love to hear how do you channel your inner goddess to work, for example, with an oracle deck?
I will always connect in with like a particular guide that I'm working with for each deck. And then I'll use post-it notes, very sticky ones, extra sticky, and just like put them up on a wall and just trust that the right ones will come. And often like I'll have like, you know, say if there's 44 cards, I'll have, might have 200 up there, and then I'll bunch them up. And yeah, and often I'll have with my oracle decks, a lot of the artwork, the concept for the artwork is based on like different mystical experiences that I've had, for example, or visions that I've had. So I kind of just group things all together and just, yeah, my process isn't very linear, but there's definitely a process to it.
Yeah. So, so nice. And what do you think? What's all about? We will talk about connection, reconnection. What are your favorite rituals to even do that?
Well, I do a water prayer ritual where you like whisper your prayers into like a, you might have like a little, can just be a cup if you want, or you might have a little vase and you whisper your prayers either to the planet or for the planet or for humanity or for someone else or for yourself into the waters. And then you can have it on your altar or even just like release it into the waterways near you. So that might be like a river or the sea, or it could just be down the drain, and imagine the waters really like merging and that intention being sent out as well.
Yeah, that's so nice. And what are other rituals you do for yourself to get connected with your higher self? The healing waters one for example. Mm-hmm. What anything more?
I really like chanting. And at the moment I'm doing a lot of like kind of dancing, but not like going to the club dancing, more just like putting on music and just letting my body move. Like I find that, doing that, I've done that since I was quite young, like not in front of anyone. And I find that like when I'm living with other people, I tend not to do it, but I've really realized how long it's been since I've been doing that as a regular practice. So yeah, I've begun picking that up again lately.
Yeah, it's also a very wonderful healing practice for the sacral chakra, I think. Mm-hmm. Ecstatic dance, be in your body, be in connection, with the water element, of course, in our second chakra. And also you said our voice is so powerful, and the voice in chanting, it's always in the direct connection to our mind and to our body, I think.
Yeah, totally.
What does being in connection with your higher self, what does it mean for you?
I think it's just being in connection with the pulse of life, with the same essence that tells flowers when to bloom, the seasons when to come and go. And so I think when we're connecting with our higher self and like bringing it into our body, then we're really connecting in with that.
Yeah, you're right. And all the rituals we can do to help us to get you there, grounding rituals, time in nature. That's something.
Yeah, I think the more time you can spend in nature, the better. 100% walking in nature, I really love to do.
Yeah, listen to my inner voice. So also be in silence is for me a very powerful tool to get connected and to get reconnected after days where everything is too much, or you just have done too much work or something like that.
Yeah.
Or also start your days in silence, away from the phone, from social media, from anything like that. And rituals are, for me, always such a powerful ceremony and repetition of something that serves you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is one of the parts we have to immigrate in our days and our daily life, and find the rituals that serves you the most.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Yeah, so wonderful. What does it mean to be in connection with the higher self for you?
It means to be in connection with the unseen world of spirit, and also to be in connection with sacred that's already here. So it's like, I think that we as humans, like, we are the bridge between heaven and earth.
Yes.
And when we're connected to our higher self, we're not like, we're not going off somewhere. We're bringing it in. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. Thank you for all your wisdom. I think we learned today that the water have the ability to heal, and the nature is one of the top things we can share. We can go outside, and if we want to connect. One last question to round this up, Rebecca. When do you really know you are connected? How does it feel for you?
Well, one way I know is if I'm speaking, I find that my voice drops and slows down a little bit. So I know it's my true self or high self or soul speaking when I do that, versus like if I'm in my head, I kind of am a little bit up here. Yeah. So I guess the throat is a way. And then I think it's the same thing. Like there's not this like rush, you know, there's an expansion, a harmony, a resonance that can be felt like in the heart, in the body. Like there's an openness versus like it feels like more angular and closed.
Yeah, of course. When you can get the listeners of this episode one tip to get in connection, what is your best advice to give?
I'd say commit to any kind of daily practice. It doesn't matter what the practice is, and it can change over time, but I really recommend having a daily practice that you show up for. Make it really achievable. So, you know, I'm a busy mom. I know how hard it is to find time, particularly if you're woken up with little ones in the morning.
Yes.
But just finding, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever your schedule allows, but show up to it with rhythm. Don't feel like you have to do a particular practice. If meditation works for you, great. If dancing works for you, great. Make it one song. It doesn't have to be a whole hour, just one song. Journaling, whatever it is, but keep showing up to it with a regular rhythm.
Yeah, that was a great topic to end the interview with. I love the thought that we have everything we need inside us. We just we just have to remember and repeat it daily, as you said.
Yeah.
At the kind of end of the interview, I like to play a little game with my guests. And as you know, the name of this podcast is Break the Light. So I truly believe that life is all about, it's about lights and shadows. It's about the duality here. And I think we are here to embrace really both sides. Rebecca, what ritual, activity, or even thought ignites your inner light and connects you to your inner light?
I think beauty does more than anything. So, and often beauty is found in nature too. So yeah, the flowers, the trees, the waters. Yeah.
Yeah. So nice. And the first thought, beauty is not such a deep thing, but as you said, every flower, every rose had its own so perfect beauty. And this is what bring the light to our eyes, what makes it visible. Such a beautiful and pleasing thought. Thank you for this. You guys can find all information about Rebecca, her offers, her oracle decks in the description in the episode. And Rebecca, you'll be coming to Germany soon too. And I'm so happy.
I think it's the 25th and 26th, the Friday and the Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing two workshops. One is called You Are the Oracle. And the other one is called Rise, Sister, Rise. So yeah, can't wait.
Yeah. Tell us
Hamburg, it's going to be.
Hamburg. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about, how about to meet you? What to expect? I'm pretty sure you will meet a lot of the listeners of today's podcast episode during your stay in Germany.
Yeah, it'll be great. I've been coming to Germany since 2017 or 2016. I'll be hosting a workshop on the Friday, which is called You Are the Oracle, which is all about connecting in with your inner light, working out what your soul's calling you to do, just receiving clarity, shifting your energy, that kind of thing. And then on the Saturday, it is called Rise, Sister, Rise, which is really a full day workshop on connecting in with the ancient, wise, feminine, stepping into your power. And just connecting with lovely, lovely people.
Of course. I'm really sure you will meet a lot of the listeners in Hamburg. And I hope for me you come to Bayern, to Munich one day in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, as promised. Now it's giveaway time. You can win Rebecca's newest oracle deck in German. The oracle deck we talk about in this episode, it's all about the Healing Waters Oracle. And if you want to win one of the three oracle decks, head down in the link in the description bar or go directly to Instagram at christinamax.de. And in the current post, I will tell you all about the information, how you can win one of the decks. So good luck to everyone who takes part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope that today we bring the magic of connection, the magic of the oracle decks, and also the ability of water to heal to you and show you a few ways to get connected and get reconnected. Rebecca, thank you from the bottom of my heart for this time for you, for sharing all of your wisdom and for all the beautiful and wonderful insights. And thank you for being guest here at the Break the Light podcast.
Thank you, Christina. Thanks everyone who is listening.